Hey, gang. Welcome to another exciting episode of National People Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It's the guy sneaking out the back door of free speech. Because, just because. And so go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, and send some shekels. It's badly needed, by the way. Did we mention that? Okay, so today's our show, twice a month, Mark Dankoff and Andy Hitchcock and I, we do a show twice a month, and sometimes Mark's in the driver's seat. Today I'm in the driver's seat, and I'm driving without a license, so
under the influence.
Okay, all right, so we do it. Andy's he's not under the influence, and he's he does have a license, but he's driving on the left side of the road. Take your pick. Anyway, I want to do this. There's all this stuff going on. I just kind of want to do a bit of an assessment of where we are, and people who listen to my show tend to know where I am on things because I'm talking about them all the time. But I want to make sure I'm not just in some sort of echo chamber feedback loop. So here's the first topic I want to throw out. So you've got all of this document stuff going on. Last year you had Merrick Garland, the very vicious Jew who is the Attorney General of the United States. He had the FBI raid Mar-a-Lago and look all over the place for documents. They went through Melania's underwear drawer, by the way. That's not where she keeps the good stuff.
You're the one under the influence now.
And now they're going after Joe Biden with document. So Tucker Carlson, among others, but I'll give Tucker Carlson some credit because he doesn't usually have hot takes on things. But he thinks that this is Merrick Garland, because Merrick Garland's appointed a special prosecutor to look into his documents. He thinks that Merrick Garland and others in what he calls the Democrat Party, what I call the Jewish establishment, are just throwing Biden under the bus. They don't want him anymore. And of course, if they throw Biden under the bus, what happens? You get chlamydia, and that's going to sting. But are they throwing Biden under the bus? What is Biden's shelf life at this point? Either of you want to start?
Well, I excuse me. I've been working on a revival of an old column that I started right after 9/11. That was entitled "Night Thoughts," and I came up with that concept because of the amount of insomnia that I was experiencing due to the 9/11 attacks and an awful lot of things where my mind would start spinning a lot at night from something I had heard or had read or had talked about. And I couldn't get my mind to shut off. But in this particular case, I've decided to revive this column for Veterans Today. Oh, maybe once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks, and make sure it's got some good stories in it. And one of the stories deals with this whole business of Joe Biden. And in an article that Mike Whitney has up in the UNS Review that pretty much indicates that Biden is being blackmailed in order to make sure that Biden does what the deep state boys and what the global homo people want, and that is to have American and NATO forces in Ukraine. Now, that's an interesting article. I'll simply commend that article for people to read. I'll have it in my initial Night Thoughts column, the first one I've written for quite a number of years now. This whole thing, the timing of this Biden business in terms of the fact that his handling of classified documents is now a matter of question. I think, need to read the Whitney story because Mike suggests very strongly that the timing of this coming right after the fall of Soledar to the Russians is not an accident. And I have to agree with that for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is that if we go back to something we've discussed on this show many times, and that is the New York Post expose on Hunter Biden's laptop just a handful of weeks before the 2020 presidential elections. The deep state, we now know it's a fact. It's not a matter of conjecture. It is a fact. Such people as Zuckerberg confirmed this, that the FBI was leaning on all of the major social media outlets in the United States to suppress the viral reproduction and distribution of that New York Post expose on Hunter Biden's laptop because of the all of the things that were in it that obviously deal with, among other things, this whole issue of Ukraine and the 2014 coup d'etat and the amount of money that was clearly tied up in this when it comes to the Bidens specifically. A lot of other things undoubtedly in that laptop, but the point is that the deep state went out of its way to make sure that despite all of the initial indications that this was an incredibly big and damning story related to the conduct of Joe Biden and his son just before the 2020 election, as we all know, the deep state went out of its way to produce all of these household names within the deep state who got onto media outlets in the United States to assure everyone that this was quote-unquote Russian disinformation, that this was nothing more than a Russian operation in the spirit of Russiagate, right, to ensure that the American election of 2020 was tampered with. Well, it was tampered with, and it was tampered with not by the Russians, but by the deep state. And it related to things Ukrainian. It related to things involving gross signs of criminal misconduct on the part of Joe Biden and his son as it related to 2014 and the Burisma scandal and the president, meaning Biden's role at the time in leaning on the Ukrainian prosecutor not to look into the Burisma matter when in what was basically a threat to withhold significant money from the major financial institutions if the Ukrainians didn't call off the dogs officially in regard to looking into this whole business that clearly was also contained in the new in the Hunter Biden laptop. Now, if the deep state went out of its way in 2020 to suppress that story and to falsely discredit it as Russian disinformation, something that has since been absolutely disproven, something that proves that there was a conspiracy to impact the 2020 election in favor of Joe Biden on the part of these bigwigs in the deep state, why is it suddenly now a big concern about Biden's alleged mishandling of these other classified documents that apparently go back to even the period of time when he was vice president? This doesn't make sense until you start looking at the deeper explanations that seem to be just simmering beneath the surface on this. And I think Mike Whitney has pretty much hit the nail on the head as to what's going on here. And this is absolutely ominous because it underscores that the deep state is not going to rest until it has a level of escalation of this Russian-Ukrainian war that it's been angling for all the time. And frankly, as I've said in my notes last night in my initial putting together of something for this Night Thoughts column that's about to reissue again, this will keep you up at night if you start thinking about the implications of this. I think it's an ominous circumstance. And when even CNN is reporting things that indicate, that are suddenly not letting Biden off the hook on this business in a way that would have been typical for CNN to let him off the hook over a period of years, why is this now suddenly a big issue? We have to ask ourselves the question on this, and I think it points to Whitney's explanation, and that's absolutely disturbing.
Patrick, do you want me to jump in?
I was struggling with my mute button. I was wrestling with it. But do you have – okay, so Marcus He's saying that this could be, rather than getting rid of Biden, an effort to throw him under the bus, get rid of him, an effort to force his hand. And when we talk about Biden, it's not necessarily Biden, but there may be somebody like Ron Klain, who's in a decision-making capacity that he would not be in without Biden being there. I mean, it may well be that Ron Klain is the chief of staff because of Biden, and Biden's gone. He's not going to be Chlamydia Harris's chief of staff. He's going to be out looking for a job. So the let's just say the collective Biden, it's an effort to force a collective Biden's hand. What do you think of that, Andy, as opposed to simply getting rid of, is this to get rid of him because he's unelectable, or is this to force his hand to do something like stepping up Ukrainian what Andrew Anglin calls World War Anus.
Yes, I think it will. From my point of view, I have been listening to your show with Mark Collett, your Monday show, and you were talking about, you know, how they're pulling Biden up on having these classified documents and not properly securing them, and then also doing the same with Donald Trump. And Mark made the point that that's actually quite good optics for them. If they want to get rid of Biden and at the same time justify what they're doing to Trump, because people would say in the past, well, what happened to Hillary Clinton with all her emails? She did nothing happened to her. She didn't get raided, etc., etc. They could use that as justification that they're acting fairly. And I can see that point. Also, if they're trying to get rid of him, and if there really is this push for World War III, I mean, you wouldn't exactly call Biden a war president, would you? So they might have someone else that they want to put in there. He's clearly a puppet, Biden. But maybe they want someone who is more competent at the front, who they can rely on, who they know they don't necessarily have to be the puppeteers of, who are actually part of their group and committed to their group. So that would be my observation there, and I could see it going that way, because with regard to Biden being unelectable, well, he was unelectable, but they still got in because the election was stolen, in my opinion. I think there's overwhelming evidence for that, and that's why there's always been my frustration with Donald Trump pushing for this 2024, because he said himself that the election was stolen. So you could argue, well, what else is he supposed to do? But if they stole the election from 2020, surely they would steal it again in 2024. But I guess he's either got to do that or do nothing. So that's my position. Patrick, back to you.
Well, you know, and in terms of 2024, whether any meaningful election is going to happen or not, we'll see. If you're talking about what was Donald Trump thinking, well, if you look at this past election, the midterm election, he was also campaigning for getting in Arizona, one of the states where the elections was stolen, trying to get one of his own fans elected as governor. And I guess he also was trying to get one of somebody close to him elected as attorney general. I can't remember how attorney general or secretary of state run the elections. I don't know actually how that worked out in Arizona. His preferred Senate candidate, Carrie Lake, has not been inaugurated. Her rival was inaugurated in what seemed to be a corrupt election. And of course, her rival, what's her name? I can't remember the name, but she was the Secretary of State running the election. So who knows? Okay, so now the one thing is, in Britain, when they want to get rid of Boris Johnson, when they want to get rid of Liz Truss, then you have some sort of, process to select a new, leader of the Tory party that then becomes the prime minister. And there's multiple choices. You had a race to secede Boris Johnson. I believe there's eight people in the race, and there was a process of whittling it down to the last couple of people. But of course, in the United States, we have a line of secession. There's no wiggle room in it, or not really any wiggle room. So the next person would be Chlamydia Harris. And because there's a vice president, if there weren't a vice president, if that was open, then the next person would be the Speaker of the House. And that we've never had that. That's never happened. It's always been the Vice President. So, you know, if they were to get rid of Biden, they would wind up with Vice President Harris becoming president. Would Vice President Harris would she either be easier to fake an election in favor of, if you know you're looking at if you're looking at this as they want to get rid of Biden because of 2024, or if you're looking at it with the alternative hypothesis that this is you know, you wanted to pressure the American president into going full into Ukraine, is chlamydia the war president that they're looking for? Mark, what do you think about that?
Excuse me. Well, it could well be. And the reason I say that, you know, it seems to me in this day and age of political correctness, what a terrific advancement it would be in diversity if you had a black female leading us into a worthless war that turned into World War III, right? That would make it more acceptable, I suppose. I think there is a rationale for seeing her potentially just on demographics alone, in addition to brainlessness and soullessness. She'd be the perfect individual for the deep state to utilize in regard to getting us into World War III and basically selling the thing to a Democratic Party constituency that used to be, in a bygone era, Patrick, that both you and I remember, used to be reasonably committed to an anti-war position in the late 1960s during the Vietnam conflict, that suddenly now, according to John Walsh and others, with all of the evidence available, has become the war party. And the truly disturbing thing about this, and I'm going to make reference to it in this Night Thoughts column when I get back to trying to write some more of it tonight when I can't sleep thinking about all of this, is that what have you got in the Republican Party? Well, of course, you have Trump and the Republican Party, and it's interesting that this starts getting into the fact that whatever some of his advocates might want to say on Donald's behalf, he was the guy who put John Bolton and Mike Pompeo close to himself in his initial presidential administration. This is also a Donald Trump who, as of late, has been hosting log cabin Republican LGBTQ gatherings at the Mar del Lago estate. At the same time, I guess that maybe he still has time to get together, you know, with Pentecostal preachers who still see him as God's chosen to lead the United States and who knows what. Then you've got Ron DeSantis, my nephew's baseball teammate at Yale. DeSantis is potentially an even more ominous possibility for a Republican nomination. He's a lot younger than Trump. DeSantis has apparently even tighter connections to the Israeli lobby into the Israel First crowd than President Trump has had. And the other thing is that Ron DeSantis is the perfect Zio-Con candidate in that he says all the right things and has postured himself quite well as a social issues conservative, totally amenable to the Christian right, both on the Zionist issue as well as on these social issues related to LGBTQ and abortion. And he also is obviously a very, very key state electorally in anyone's calculations of how the Republicans could win in the Electoral College, could win the 2024 presidential election. So Ron DeSantis is another, you know, potential wild card in all of this on the Republican side that makes this an extremely depressing situation, because whether you're looking at DeSantis or you're looking at some of these name brand Republicans like the current GOP governor of Georgia, who attended the Davos
and get it off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say and make the world go away.
The fight for Speaker of the House seems to be the big news. I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute and a reminder to use code Lighthouse at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system for flu season. For the first time in 100 years, the Speaker of the House vote has gone on for days. At the time of this recording, there have been 11 votes and still no Speaker elected. I think the fact that Kevin McCarthy has tried 11 times and has not even considered stepping aside, nothing but an indication of McCarthy's ego. It has been my experience that anyone who wants a job of power this badly is not the person we the people should want to have that job. I am glad this fight is happening. My opinion of several members of Congress has changed during this process, some for the better and some for the worse. Aside from politics, I would like to ask for your help again. My dear friend lost everything on December 30th when her apartment building was destroyed by fire. My friend Tashoy is starting the new year with absolutely nothing. If you are able, please help my friend through the GoFundMe link at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivus Pashem, Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3 for details.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
And make the world go away.
DeSantis, or you're looking at some of these name brand Republicans like the current GOP governor of Georgia, who are attending the Davos conclave today. There should be a dawning recognition on the part of the best anti-New World Order, anti-global homo alt-right thinkers around the country and around the world that we are in trouble, because the war party has so many options available to it to keep this thing going in their direction. Clearly, the fall of Soledar, the impending fall of Bakhmut, has these people in an absolute panic. And in this particular, at this particular stage of the game, it seems to me that it's not only a question of whether or not Mike Whitney is going to be proven right, that the deep state is ready to throw Biden under the bus in order to get the war that they want. The deep state clearly has its bets covered in the Republican Party, especially with DeSantis. But then you start looking at this whole business of the Kiev situation itself. As you and I've discussed before, Patrick, on this show and elsewhere, how long is it going to be before General Zelensky and at least some of the better thinkers on his own general staff decided they've got to get rid of Zelensky because he's proving to be as much of a PR problem for them as Biden is in regard to continuing to sell this war. The other thing, of course, is that Zelensky, I think, recognizes that Zelensky is an absolute idiot as a so-called commander-in-chief, that he continues to pursue military strategies that are playing right into the hands of the Russian war of attrition that is piling up all these Ukrainian losses in both lives as well as equipment. and Soledar and Bakhmut soon to fall, really go back to what happened to Mariupol and what basically happened in the earlier stage of this conflict in both Lysychansk and Severodonetsk. So there are so many wild cards in this thing that when I try to sleep at night and I start thinking about Biden, I start thinking about Harris, I start thinking about Trump's worst instincts when he was president, having people like Bolton and Pompeo around him. And then there was the Soleimani assassination that was a product of all of that. And then you add to this whole business, Zelensky himself, and the way in which he is his own survivability politically is very much open to question now, not simply because.
Quick question. Sure. Does Zelensky, does he have like the political capital necessary to replace Zeluzhny? Is that something he could pull off if he wanted to?
Well, I think certainly you're raising an excellent question. I'm not sure, Patrick. I will say that I think you're onto something in regard to what is clearly part of Zelensky's general modus operandi, and that is to cast any blame on Zeluzhny for what is starting to happen to the Zelensky line between Seversk in the north, all the way down, of course, to the Kherson region. This business in Soledar and soon to be in Bakhmut is a far more serious situation than the Western media has wanted to acknowledge in regard to what this means to the Ukrainian war effort, because the entire Zelensky line could be in the process of crumbling. And that's even before this Russian general offensive, much larger offensive that I think is coming. You had a situation there where certainly General Armageddon did his job as far as solidifying the Russian defense lines subsequent to this whole business of the so-called Kharkiv offensive. He engaged in what clearly was a brilliant tactical withdrawal from the Kherson region that basically it allowed the Russians to get reset and to begin over time retaking the military initiative, which I think has now begun to happen with the mobilization, the partial mobilization now of these additional 380,000 people. You've got a situation where the very center of the transportation and logistical hub of the Zelensky line is Soledar in Bakhmut. Soledar has now been captured by the Russians. Bakhmut is soon to be next. This is producing, I think, a general panic among the Zyokons in Washington. And in this particular situation, it would make sense to me, based upon everything that we know about the way that he operates, that Zelensky is largely responsible, not Zeluzhny, for these idiotic strategies militarily that have played into the hands of the Russians in the so-called Russian War of Attrition. And then on top of that, where you now have a circumstance where the General Gerasimov, the head of the Russian General Staff, the overall commander of all Russian forces worldwide, has now taken over the Ukrainian operation with Surovikin as his main deputy. That's an indication that this big time offensive is coming, and that basically whenever it does happen, wherever it starts, that the Russians now have it figured that they want their overall commander in a position to be handling the situation macrocosmically, because the Russians at this point must understand that with all of this talk that upwards of 300,000 Polish troops have gathered in eastern Poland, who could be a threat to western Ukraine.
Anytime you're feeling blue.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You say you want me back again. That's the time I'll come back home to you.
In a position to be handling the situation macrocosmically, because the Russians at this point must understand that with all of this talk that upwards of 300,000 Polish troops have gathered in eastern Poland, who could be a threat to western Ukraine, with all of the other saber rattling that certainly is coming out of these predictable sources like Sullivan, Jake Sullivan, of course, and Blinken and Victoria Nuland and the usual crowd, that this whole thing with this appointment of Gerasimov to take over the overall operation now, despite the fact that Surovikin did his job and did an excellent job, in my view. None of this points to anything good in regard to the threat of a bigger conflict igniting as a result of the fact that things are suddenly not going the Zyl Khan way at all in Ukraine. And at this juncture, who are the people who are going to be on their way out? It's like Assad has survived in Syria despite all the predictions that he had 5 minutes to live, so to speak. He's still there. A lot of the people who are trying to get Assad out in Syria are suddenly not there in their respective positions. The same thing would seem to be true here. Biden is at risk here. Certainly Zelensky is at risk here. You have a situation where in the Republican Party, the whole question of who is going to lead their effort in 2024, very open to question here. But I think the War Party will have its bets covered in this entire situation, whether it's Trump, or more ominously in this regard, the current governor of Florida, DeSantis. So there are all kinds of wild cards going on here. What happens to various leaders in Britain and in these EU countries who have been led by Washington into this Ukrainian mess, who are now trying to hold on for dear life themselves? Hey, what's going to happen to Macron? Yes. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've got like a bunch of white-tailed deer blocking my path. That's what you heard there.
If you were a true alt-right leader, you would be properly armed to start shooting right now. Where are the gunshots?
No. And I don't want them running into the highway either. So,
yeah, Pinko.
I don't want them running into the highway and causing a traffic accident. Hey, what's the big idea? Anyway, Andy, I know you. Sorry for the abrupt interruption, but I know you've got thoughts on all this, and I know you talk to a lot. You have a lot more guests on your show than I have on mine because you tend to have a monthly schedule. And do you or anybody else that you talk to think that Ukraine, like, there's some sort of viable military way forward for Ukraine where they're going to actually win this thing?
I can't see that happening. Incidentally, I just had a far worse interruption here when I was listening to Mark, this massive crash in my apartment, and some picture just fell off my shelf. Fortunately, the frame's come apart, but the glass didn't smash somehow, so that made me jump out of my skin. But when it comes I don't know what it is. I'm thinking, what's going on here? We don't get earthquakes over in the UK. I can't explain it. There's two others right up next to it, and I've had no problem with them. Anyway, apologies for that diversion. I don't see how the Ukraine could possibly win. The fear that I have, and I think it's a fear, I know I say, well, we're closer because we're in Europe. Well, these days with these weapons, if they are going to push the button, you know, you've got these Poseidon submarines or torpedoes or whatever they are that Russia have got that, you know, can hit anywhere in the world in a very short amount of time. So it would only be a few minutes for it hitting us before it would hit the United States. And there's talk of them having submarines very close to the United States anyway. All different things going on and being talked about. The continual arming, I think this is absolutely disgraceful. This weekend, Rishi Sunak has sent two tanks to the Ukraine. So these are military vehicles designed to kill Russians, basically. And to then claim that they're not involved in the conflict with Russia. Well, I'm not involved in the conflict with Russia. I like to think that Putin is as he says he is, and he's standing up to the woke West, which none of us want. We want a traditional country. We don't want all these values that have been thrust upon us. But one thing that, and Patrick, I'm not going to go in this direction if it's something that you know, you don't want me to go off on a tangent on, but the third to top headline on the Daily Mail on Tuesday, January the 17th, as we're recording this, bear in mind, this is the Daily Mail. This, according to Dave Gahari, he said that the New York Times was the biggest media website in the world, and that was taken over by the Daily Mail a few years ago. So this is the highest-ranked mainstream media website in the world. Third to top headline, prostitution skyrockets during Davos summit while global elite gather to discuss issues including gender inequality. And the reason that I mention this, you know, you'd expect to read something like this on an independent media site and then the people in the mainstream to say, oh, that's conspiracy theory. This is the third top headline on the biggest mainstream media website in the world, and it's like it's no big deal. But when I was growing up, I mean, I remember there was a politician, you know, he had an affair in the 1990s, a guy called David Meller, and he had to resign, and that was for an affair. That wasn't going and hiring prostitutes. But I'd be interested in your feedback as to how, you know, they can seemingly do what they want now, and if they'd have done something like this in the past, they'd have lost their entire political career. What are your thoughts on that, Patrick, and then Mark? And if you want me to read this article, it's fairly short, but it's very interesting because the prostitutes are actually talking about, you know, how they're brought into the venue and how they work in the venue. And if you want me to read it, I can. Back to you, Patrick.
Well, okay, I'll just have one brief response. So, I guess extramarital affairs are totally okay now. You know, we had Bill Clinton. He was impeached over something, but He was also defended for it. Lately, one of the boogeymen or boogeywomen of the mainstream media has been Marjorie Taylor Greene. Large Marge.
Large
as
Marge.
She's sometimes known. Large Marge. As she's sometimes derided by Nick Fuentes, I believe, coined that word. So she's been a boogeyman. They go after her for all sorts of stuff. Have they gone after her for, I guess she just divorced her husband. She's been in like some sort of extramarital affair with the guy who owns her gym or is her personal trainer, because she does a lot of pull-ups, you know. She's been involved with some sort of quote-unquote or self-described sex guru. I mean, she's been in some weird stuff. But there, as far as I know, that's not been used as ammunition against her, with the exception of people who, you know, at one time supported her, but now they're mad because she's supporting Kevin McCarthy and the Republican establishment. But the Democrats haven't gone after her over this, as far as I know. So I don't know. What do you think, Mark?
Well, in regard to this entire circumstance, and this goes back to, you know, things that involve the late Jack Kemp and some things that came out on him in Penthouse magazine in the fall of 1988, it's not simply a question of what these various people do and don't do. It's a question of whether or not it's used against any of these individual people, or whether it's not used, and why the people really in a position to damage someone or not to damage them in terms of these politicians, who's making the decisions as to what they use against whom and why and when. Why is it, for example, that Gary Hart was disqualified in the Democratic primary sweepstakes of 1992 on the basis of this relationship with Donna Rice that emerged? But all of a sudden, Bill Clinton, who had a serial record that was emerging publicly at that time that far outweighed anything that Hart could have been accused of, not only gets nominated but ends up getting elected as the president of the United States. People need to ask these questions when they start looking at what is and isn't used in regard to these various people. Now, having said that, getting back to
quick point, Donna Rice, sure, was way hot. She was way hotter than Monica Lewinsky, though. I mean, you have to take that into consideration.
Yeah, well, I hadn't given that a lot of thought, but thank you, Patrick. That's certainly an essential point for our listeners. Thank you. Well, I think you'd probably take Tulsi though over those two, right, Patrick? Anyway, you've suddenly mysteriously dropped.
Donna Rice is pretty hot, but Tulsi's got some brains too, I guess. So,
yes. Yeah. Well, you know, again, this is starting to sound like Jimmy Carter's interview in Playboy. So we better get back on track.
I have sinned in my heart, and
right.
my brother drinks beer outside his gas station.
That's right. So, would it be the case that we could go back to that more innocent era? But at any rate, in regard to Patrick's Daily Mail article, which I haven't seen yet, and I definitely want to take a look at it, Andy's article with the Daily Mail, we have to ask ourselves the question why it's no longer a big deal when these things emerge. That says something about exactly what has happened to the culture of this country in the last 30 years, really from 1992 onward, especially the acceleration in all of these distressing trends. But when we get into the whole business of the targeting of these people at Davos, this almost sounds like a repristination of the Epstein-Maxwell sex blackmail ring under new management. That's the way this thing strikes me, and I haven't yet read the article that Andy just sent out to us. So when I look at this whole thing, the implications of this in terms of having handles on people to use for future blackmail or manipulation, all of that is involved potentially in these Daily Mail revelations, and again, mainstream media revelations about what's been going on at Davos, where nobody seems to blink an eye at this sort of thing anymore. even as these people are making decisions for all of the rest of us in regard to war, vaccines, vaccine shutdowns, electric cars, digital money, increasing surveillance state technologies being approved in all of these different countries to keep an eye on legitimate dissidents. The list of things that are on the agenda of these World Economic Forum people is almost beyond the imagination. And it's in that context that we really need to see what a serious matter this is, where it comes to this Daily Mail story that Andy references that has just now appeared from him in my private messaging. So this is bad news business. And again, who is running these prostitutes? Are they all independent operators? Undoubtedly, they're not. And I go back, believe it or not, to something that transpired quite a number of years ago in my parents' hometown of Hamburg, Iowa. It was on CNN a few years ago due to this tragic flood after the Missouri River levee broke. That was an international story at the time. But Hamburg, Iowa, in its heyday, probably had 2,500 people in it. I think now, who knows what it is, 1,500, 1,600 maybe. But the point is that there was suddenly a gentleman's club that appeared in Hamburg, Iowa. And this gentleman's club, if you know where Hamburg, Iowa is located, it's right where Missouri, Iowa, and Nebraska come together. It's right off I-5, I-29, that runs between Kansas City and Omaha. And back when this thing was operational, for quite a long time before it finally shut down, I was aware of it only because the Omaha World Herald started running news stories on this place. It was called a Shotgun Genies, right? What is a place like that doing in a little town like this, where quite a number of influential people, including an ex-mayor of this town, had some interesting links to this operation? But when you went to the website of this operation, when it was up and running, you were seeing these profiles of these ladies working there at this gentleman's club who were coming from places like Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Kansas City, Omaha. Why are all of these people suddenly showing up in this little town? Who was really behind this operation in this little town when it was open? And the strategic placing of this thing right off the interstate, well, where you can be in a different state in 5 minutes from the location of this club, Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri. What all was going on with that? Well, we may never know there, but the point is, if there are the implications of what was going on there in this little town of some 1,700-1,800 people, if there were bigger players involved in that than the average person in this little town understood, and I believe that to be the case, then what are the implications of this much more significant story involving Davos and when it suddenly appeared in the Daily Mail? And I think this is what Andy's driving at here, and he's right.
Okay, well, I've got a question for Andy, and he can work that in or not. So it seems to be the consensus amongst the three of us and most of the people that we have respect for, that the future of this conflict in Ukraine is going to be basically Russia dictating terms. And the whole story, the whole narrative that Ukraine is winning harder and harder, and Putin's insane, he's dying from cancer, he's on the verge of being overthrown by his general, by his people, that this is just going to be exposed as a complete hoax, coming on the heels of all sorts of other hoaxes. And it's not just in America, it's in Britain. I mean, people in Britain, I don't know what the weather's been like this. Maybe it's been a mild winter, but I know petrol prices are up and heating prices are up and electricity prices are up. And a lot of people are actually suffering. I guess you've got warm-up centers where people can go into a public building and warm up, this type of thing. And isn't it just going to be exposed as having been a hoax and potentially one of a series of hoaxes? what impact is this going to have on the ruling elite in our respective countries? What do you think, Andy?
Well, I think it's really very difficult to get a handle on. I mean, things like Davos, they wouldn't even talk about in recent years, and suddenly they're not just talking about it, but they're putting headlines like that out there. And you could look at it in two ways. You could look at it as if they're being so brazen, we could say what we want, and whatever depravity these people, these elites are up to, the people aren't going to rise up and do anything. Or there's the school of thought of when you go back to something like the protocols document.
Well, in 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we met up with the British near the town of New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British...
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Couldn't catch them down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
These elites are up to, the people aren't going to rise up and do anything. Or there's the school of thought of when you go back to something like the protocols document, which a gentleman, Captain John Cray Scott, who's my Monday co-host, Malefica Scott's grandfather, he wrote a book in 1957, I believe, entitled Hidden Government, that you can get from Amazon.com. And he went through all of the protocols, and there's a key element that Malefica brings up, and that is that part of the plan is to make all of our governments and all of our institutions look so ridiculous and so unpleasant that a world government can be rolled in with the will of the people in all the respective countries that they want to take over, because they essentially corrupt all the institutions and the politicians, all these different things that we're seeing. And that's the way of doing it, so that people will just accept anything rather than what they've got at this particular time. But whichever it is, and it might not be either of those, one cannot argue that for years the Bilderberg Group meeting was going on. Years and years and years. And there was a guy called Tony Gosling. It was one of the first websites I ever looked at, Bilderberg.org. And they consistently denied these Bilderberg meetings happened. No, 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 that's all a conspiracy theory and what have you. And then finally, a few years ago, not only did they come out and admit it, but they've got a website, BilderbergMeetings.org, and you can go there, you can look at meetings, it gives you the list of the attendees for each one, it gives you the agenda for each one, and the I think it was 2018 or 2019, if you look at that agenda at BilderbergMeetings.org, the last item for discussion before any other business was the post-truth world. And I think that when you look at the COVID business, all the damage caused by the so-called vaccine that they keep telling us is safe and effective wherever you are in the world. So that's obviously the slogan that their marketeers decided to adopt. This war, conflict in the Ukraine that's not benefiting anyone, except perhaps Russia to an extent, because their lifestyle has, if anything, increased during the conflict, whilst our lifestyles in the West have certainly decreased with rising inflation, rising energy prices and what have you. So I think that was a significant point. It's announced by them. So why we're getting certain things that they're coming clean about now, like Bilderberg and like Davos meetings and, you know, prostitutes being at Davos meetings, but at the same time, they've come down on a ton of, like a ton of bricks on people like the three of us. We've suffered censorship. I know Patrick's had YouTube channels deleted. I know Mark's been attacked relentlessly, and I've lost platforms as well. So it's almost like some of the things that we've been talking about, they're coming clean on, but others they're doubling down on. And it'd be interesting to for the listeners to have a think as to what they believe they're coming clean on and what they're doubling down on. And what they're doubling down on is probably what you truly need to fear. Patrick, back to you. Patrick.
Oh gosh. How are we for time?
I think that you'll need to wrap up shortly. We've got 51 minutes on my clock, and that's about 50 minutes for you, I would say.
Okay. Well, then, in that case, I will wrap up. I want to thank you, gentlemen, for joining me today, and thank you for more or less keeping it classy. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.